It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties. And with the new changes that have come as far as the high level for COVID awareness, we are now having to close the Senior Citizen Center once again. We'll talk about what they're going to do in the meantime, and then kind of maybe a timetable as to far and how long this may take until they start accepting people back at the Senior Citizen Center once again. Robbie, thank you for taking out the time to join us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dave.
So we were just talking that, you know, once you thought we were going to be okay, and numbers go up and they turn everything back down again. And so with the move from the moderate to high in carbon and the low to high in Emery counties, what does that do now for the Senior Citizen Center in both areas?
Sure. So going from moderate to high in carbon county, we were thinking that we would be closed for at least 2 weeks in carbon county. And now that we've moved to high, there isn't really a timeline on when we are going to be opening again. So right now, senior centers, well, both in Carbon and Emery County with the high transmission level, we're just going to be closed until we can get numbers back down and we're back down into the low transmission rate. So no real timeline on when we're going to be back open, but in the meantime, we will still be having our curbside meals as well as the home-delivered mail services as we have been this whole time.
So I was going to say, you're just kind of going back to the way it was during the whole shutdown thing. And you were saying there's not really going to be any kind of a timeline as to when they reopen. It's just, and you guys have decided that that we're not going to reopen the Senior Citizen Center now until we get into that low transmission, correct?
Correct. So it makes it's hard because we know this is services that the seniors want and that they need, but we also need to make sure that everyone is being safe. And with the number of cases and hospitalizations and everything else, we, as well as the people in the at the state level, have been looking at those numbers and know that something needs to change a little bit. So we want to make sure that they're safe, and we'll just keep our doors closed until we can make sure that they can be safe. And this is something that we can look at further down the road and see if during the moderate level, if we can open it up a little bit. But right now, we're just going to keep everything closed until we go to the low transmission level.
Okay, so once again, you're going back to the way that things were during the first kind of shutdown out there. You'll have curbside meals for everybody, correct?
Correct. So curbside meals, we adjusted the times a little bit there, so it'll just 11:30 to 12:30 Monday through Thursday at the Carbon Senior Center. They can come out and pick up their meals there. And then in Emery County, it'll be pretty much the same times, 11:30 to 12:30. Monday and Tuesday, depending upon when they serve meals at the centers there.
Okay, and then for Meals on Wheels, does that change anything for those folks?
Nothing changed. Meals on Wheels, anyone that is 60 and older that wants to be placed on the Meals on Wheels program, go ahead and give us a call at the centers, and we can get you set up there. And if you're nervous about going out, regardless if you would qualify normally for Meals on Wheels, we can get you qualified to receive a meal during this time, and then we'll go back to, once everything, the centers are open, we'll go back to our normal admission standards. So some may not qualify, but anybody can qualify for a home-delivered meal that is 60 and older right now.
Okay. So once again, you were saying that if anybody has any information or needs information on this, what's the best number to call? I mean, even if you're in Carbon and Emery County, if you call the Carbon County number, they can get you the information, correct?
Certainly, certainly. So Carbon County Senior Center, their number is, of course, 435-636-6000. 3202.
Okay, and so once again, if you have any questions on what's going on at the Senior Citizen Center or with Meals on Wheels or lunches and how meals will be taken care of out there now, just give them a call and they can kind of help you out with all of that information. Robbie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck. Hopefully soon this won't last long and we'll be back open again soon.
I hope so, because we really enjoyed having our seniors there at the center the few weeks that we were able to have them.
All right. That's Robbie Jensen, the Carbon and Emery County Director of Aging. And if you've got any needs or anything like that, you just give them a call out to the Senior Center, and they can kind of direct you as far as that goes. Thanks, Robbie, so much for taking out the time today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.